If you have grain that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the grain was brought into Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael you made the grain into dough, you're obligated to take off challah from the dough. As even though the chiyuv of challah is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, and this grain grew in Chutz La'aretz, but since you made it into dough in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv, and challah, you have to separate the challah and give it to the kohen. Yotzim mikam l'shon. If you have grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you took the grain outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you made it into dough in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv, Rabbi Akiva paito. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's chayiv in challah, as even though you made it into dough in Chutz La'aretz, but since the grain grew in Eretz Yisrael, you're obligated to take off challah even in Chutz La'aretz, while Rabbi Akiva holds your pato. According to Rabbi Akiva, since you made the dough in Chutz La'aretz, it's pato for challah. It's only in Eretz Yisrael you have to take off challah, according to Rabbi Akiva, not in Chutz La'aretz. Sechem challah parabeis, mishan beis, ofra Chutz La'aretz, shabab espina la'aretz. Chayemes v'mais rozu v'shvit. Somebody is in a boat within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and the boat contains earth that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the boat has a puncture hole on the bottom and clumps of earth stop up the puncture hole that's on the bottom of the boat. And he planted some seeds in the earth on the boat, and some produce grew from the seeds on the boat. That produce would be chayav in Meister, and the dinim of Shvi'ath would also apply to that produce. As even though Meister and Shvi'ath only applies to produce that is grown in Eretz Yisrael, not the produce that is grown in Chutz La'aretz. And the earth on the boat is earth from Chutz La'aretz. But since the boat has a puncture hole on the bottom, and the earth is on the boat, it's taking nutrients from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. It's drawing up nutrients from the earth that's on the bottom of the sea, and that earth is in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it would be chayav in Meister and Shvi'ath, and even though the earth on the boat comes from Chutz La'aretz, but since it's taking nutrients from the earth of Eretz Yisrael, the dinim of Meister and Shvi'ath would apply to the produce that grows on the boat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesha. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do the dinim of Meisters and Shvi'ath apply to the produce that grows on the boat? That's only if the bottom of the boat is touching the earth underneath the water. But if the boat is floating in the water and the bottom of the boat does not touch the earth underneath the water, the dinim of Meisters and Shvi'ath will not apply to the produce that grows on the boat. Esach and Eloi shall be made perim. Chayevis b'chala v'nechelet v'yedayim misu'avot. Somebody who needs dough in fruit juice, he did not knead the dough with water. Instead, he used fruit juice. The dough would be chayav in challah. Even though he did not knead the dough in the normal way, he used fruit juice instead of water, he would still be obligated to separate the challah and give it to the kohen. And that dough could be eaten with hands that are tummy. And food can only become tummy if it came into contact with one of seven liquids. The seven liquids is water and blood and wine, honey and oil, milk and dew. And fruit juice is not one of those seven liquids. So therefore, dough that did not come into contact with water, it only came into contact with fruit juice, it would not be makabel tumah. It cannot become tummy at all. So therefore, this dough that did not come into contact with water, and you kneaded it with fruit juice instead of water, even if you eat it with hands that are tummy, the dough would not become tummy. So therefore, you can go ahead and eat that dough with hands that are tummy, and the dough would not be makabel tumah, since it did not come into contact with water.